Do you know who's with us here today? Tina Koumarianis. Tina from Rathdrum.
She's a lovely lady.
Well, good job you said that, because you want to say hello to you now.
Hi, May. I was trying to find you at the Tina Healy show, but I had no luck. But I do enjoy, I'm always in the car on my way up here from Rathdrum when you're on, and I always enjoy your tips, because I'll be 70 in February. So I was very interested to hear about not needing to get a doctor's certificate for keeping your license going till, you know, till 75 now. Which I found very interesting. But you come up with loads of great tips. And yes, the sunscreen. I remember when I worked in Image magazine, I had a couple of, you know, those brown age spots on my face, which were made worse by the sun. And I asked the beauty editor, I said, have you got anything? She said, Tina, put sunscreen on every day and they'll fade. And they've completely faded. Just stick on anything above 30 and you're laughing. Any of those nasties will go.
Yeah, I wear it all the time, 50 plus, and it has a tint in it, so I always look like I have a tan, even though I haven't.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. I'll get the name of it at some stage. We better not mention it on air for advertising.
Well, there you are. May, good to talk to you. Enjoy the week, and thank you very much.
And you too, Declan, and thank you for having me on the radio as usual. And Tina, good to talk to you. I must get in touch with you sometime. I absolutely love your chat as well.
You're very kind. Likewise. Cheers, May.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Hi, that's May Quaid there from the Older Persons Council. In Wicklow, yes, as you heard, Tina Koumarianis is here, solving the problems of the nation. So, have we all set, ready to go?
We're all set. I don't know what order we're going in, but I'll
I've got
with
them
the
here.
Flow.
Let me tell you, infidelity is one.
Okay.
Start with that one?
Yep, absolutely.
And then there's a dog, and then there's a particular type of shopping experience, and lotto.
Yep. Well, for those faint-hearted, go off and make yourself a cup of tea during the sex shop one.
Okay, well, the first one is, Dear Tina, my husband has suddenly started going on business trips. He has worked for the same company for 12 years, but has never needed to work away from home before. I'm terrified he's having an affair and don't know whether I want to know. Any suggestions would be much appreciated.
Oh, listen, so many people go through this, and what you're going to have to do is make up your mind before doing any of the following, as once you start, this thing can take on a life of its own. Firstly, don't jump to conclusions. Maybe he is actually working away. Are you friendly with any of the other office wives? And if so, find out whether any of their husbands are going away on business trips. You know, just ask them, is your husband away a lot? Then check the mileage on his car before he leaves on one of these trips, and log on to AA Route Planner or one of those and compare the distance on his return to see if, in fact, he has gone where he said, or whether he's holed up in some local motel down the road. Check the last destination on his sat-nav, for instance. If he said he was going to Sligo, what the hell is he doing in Belfast? I mean, I know this all sounds... Declan's face at the other side of the desk. You could also phone his secretary, tell her you're planning something special, and you need to know how many days' holidays he has left. And I hope it's not her he's having the affair with, because if he's enjoying a bit on the side, he may well have to use his holidays to cover his away days. He can't just say he's going off on business if he's not. Finally, if you are truly, truly convinced he's up to no good, hire a private investigator for confirmation. But from your mail, I think you really, really love him and you don't want to know. If he is guilty, it may just blow over and you could be back on track, whereas confrontation can lead to the land of no return. So take a deep breath before you decide how you want to deal with this.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder, all right, suspicious nonetheless.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Hi, Tina. I have a girlfriend, but I also have a dog that hates cats. And my girlfriend, who's about to move in with me, well, she has a cat. I feel that since she's the one who's moving in, and the dog is already here, and this is his home, she should get rid of the cat, rehome her cat. I don't think I'm being unreasonable. If she really loves me, it should be a no-brainer. I can see the end of that one anyway.
Yeah. Me being an animal lover. Listen, gosh, I'm really, really hoping she has a little more regard for you than you expect her to have for her beloved cat. If you really loved her, you would give the following a try. The cat that she's probably loved and cuddled since it was a little kitten, who has kept her company on those long, dreary nights when you were not in her life, and has greeted her when she comes home at night. I find it strange that you're not even going to see if your dog and her cat could hit it off. Yes, of course, it is possible that that cat could see out its days on top of the pelmet in your lounge, but it's equally possible that they could end up sharing a bed together, a bit like yourselves. It's worth a try. Otherwise, you might find that you, in fact, you are the one who's being rehomed.
Yeah, that has that signpost written all over it.
I mean, you know, God, whatever about asking her, which is coercive control, to wear something different, to ask her to get rid of her lifelong pet. No, that's a horror show. I'd be very nervous of that one.
Okay, and now this one comes with a health warning, as we said. Maybe not too much, but just to mention it anyway.
Yes.
Hi, Tina. I'm not a prude, but. Okay, here we go. I'm not, but. Yeah. I have a friend who's just discovered a love of sex shops, and all her spare cash is being spent on silly bits of plastic, rubber, and the like. With the way things are, do you think she should be focusing her money on more important things?
Ha! And the like, as you say. Well, yes, many people do like and are not silly. I've known many a floundering relationship that has been kick-started by a couple of strategically placed AAAs. Maybe you wouldn't look fetching in a Bo Peep outfit, but I knew a farmer once. Well, that's another story. We won't go there at the moment. Anyway, with the way things are at the moment, anything that puts a smile on her face is a bonus, and she's helping the economy by spending. Goodness knows what interesting, like-minded people she compares voltage output per square inch with whilst browsing the racks of latex and rubber. Think about it, girls. One would never look at one's marigolds in the same way ever again. For those of you who don't know, marigolds are gloves for washing the dishes, but they are made out of rubber or latex.
Yeah, very bold. There's not...
Well, listen, mind your own business. If she wants to spend every last penny on batteries, off she goes. I'd be more than happy for her.
Right. Well, we've reached probably 49 shades of grey.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I have to answer these. People write in. I don't know who she is, but anyway.
And if you've got a similar question to ask, is asktinak@gmail.com. asktinak@gmail.com. Dear Tina, I have recently won some money on the lottery. Not a lot, but a great deal to me. I thought my family and friends would be happy for me, but instead, I've had to listen to nothing but sob stories from all of them looking for financial help. I wish I had never mentioned it now. How can I avoid handing over my winnings?
Oh, that's the big thing. You know, you get so excited if you win something you want to share. Not physically share your money, but share your good news with them. But do remember, it was your euros, your ticket, your winning numbers, and unfortunately, your decision to share the news of your good fortune. Stand your ground, because nowhere on the ticket does it say that the win comes with the clause, handouts to all and sundry. If the boot was on the other foot, to be honest with yourself, would cash be flowing in your direction, I wonder? By all means, give a little to close family if it makes you feel better. After all, they will still be around long after the rest have dispersed. But brace yourself. Family can be pretty cutting if they don't feel they're getting their fair share of your winnings. A bit of a no-win situation, I'm afraid. Most importantly, there are dark, dark months ahead. and years probably in this country and across Europe with the cost of living going through the roof. And you will need every penny of your winnings to make ends meet. Do trust me on this. You will feel so much worse if you're left with little or nothing of your winnings because you were forced to give most of it away to people who did absolutely nothing for it but whinged. Remember, charity begins at home, and that would be your own home. So brace yourself and stand up to them. I mean, you know, geez, would you be getting it if it, you know, if the boot was on the other foot? I don't think so. And if you, as I say, if you want to give them a couple of bob, fine, but not, you know, make sure you're okay. Yeah, it was your ticket.
Get a little bit of a party or something.
If you win again, don't tell anyone.
Except us, maybe.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Tina, great to see you, as always.
Thanks a million, Declan. Lovely to see you. By the way, the dog show in Ballinacore was a great success. Thanks to everyone for coming on Sunday.
And we'll see you next week. And ask Tina K at gmail.com for Tina Kumarianis. Thanks, Tina.